today's shiur is Masech to Gittin Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the third line. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Hareza Gitech. If a husband tells his wife, Hareza Gitech Abnasha Tishamshi is Abish Deishonim, that you have to serve my father for 2 years. Or Abnasha Tanikis Panish Deishonim, or you have to nurse my son for the next 2 years. Says the Tanakam Rameya, Abishlein Skaim Atnai, even though the Tanai has not been fulfilled, Hareza Get. The Get is still a valid Get. Lefishlei Amala, because as we learned yesterday, one of the prerequisites for Tanai to be considered a valid Tanai is that it has to be a Tanai Kofel. And here, he did not articulate it that way. Lefishlei Amala Im Tishamshi, Im Loi Tishamshi, Im Tanaiki V'Loi Tanaiki. And therefore, the Tanai is not a valid Tanai, and the get is a get. That's the opinion of Rameya. So Mefarshim asked two questions. One question they ask is if we're invalidating this get, this Tanai, because it's not expressed properly, then there's another problem with the Tanai. We learned yesterday that when a Tanai is said, it has to be Tanai Koidim Lamaisa. Here we have Dareza Gitech, and then the Tanai. So we have the Maisa before the Tanai. So why didn't the Gemara point out that that's a problem with the Tanai that was made? And another question goes back to something, to a concept that we discussed in the previous year, that even though, as we learned, there are many different halachas that apply, many different rules that apply to Tanayim, one of the concepts we said yesterday in the name of many Rishonim is that if the Tanai is an Almanas Tanai, then the rules of Tanoim don't apply. And here he said Almanas. So why is Ramey saying that the Tanai is not a valid Tanai if you didn't follow the rules? So Rishonim answer both questions with the same teret, so to speak. They say certainly, as we said yesterday, when a Tanai is said Almanas, we don't have to have Hilchus Tanoim. And therefore, the fact that here we had a Maisa Koidim L'Tanai doesn't invalidate the Tanai. However, they say Rameir holds that one rule still remains, and that is the rule of Tanai Kofel. Why is the rule of Tanai Kofel different than all the other rules? So they explain. According to Rameir, the reason we have to say a Tanai Kofel, the positive and the negative, is because otherwise, he says, you haven't really expressed yourself properly. That has nothing to do with Hilchus Tanoim. That has to do with Hilchus speaking. And therefore, even though it's an Almanas situation, and therefore the other halachas of Tanoim don't apply, this halacha still remains. That's the opinion of Rameya. The Chum in the Skaima Tanai, the Chum hold that the Tanai is considered a valid get, and therefore the Skaima Tanai erase a get, Mumlav and a get. Continues the Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Ein lecha Tanai b'ksuvim shein kofel. There is no Tanai mentioned in the Torah. Every time a Tanai is mentioned, it's always a Tanai kofel. So the question is, what's Rav Shimon Gamliel saying here? So there's two versions. Some say he's directing his comments to Rameya. And some say he's directing his comments to Rabbanim. And the Gemara explains. He's speaking to Rameya. And he's saying to Rameya, you made a statement that a Tanai Kofel is required. So says Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ein lecha Tanai b'ksuvim she'en a kofel. Every time we find that the Torah mentions a Tanai, the Torah expresses it as a Tanai Kofel. So it falls into the category of a situation of Havalei Shnei Ksuvim Habon Kechod, V'kol Shnei Ksuvim Habon Kechod Me'im Alamdom. We know that if the Torah wants to use one situation as a source for all other similar situations, the Torah only mentions that then once, and then we extrapolate for there for Kol HaTorah Kula. However, if the Torah goes out of its way to mention something more than once, it must be, what is the Torah teaching us? The where we said it, that's where it's required. And where it's not said, it's not required. Otherwise, why did the Torah have to say it every time? Says Rav Shimon Gamliel to Rameya, since we find that the Torah mentions this concept of Tanai Kofel so many times, what is the Torah teaching us? That only where the Torah tells us a Tanai Kofel was said or is needed, is a Tanai Kafel needed. Otherwise, it's not needed. And therefore, your requirement here, says Rav Shimon Gamliel Trameya, that the Tanai be expressed as a Tanai Kafel is incorrect. Ask the Chasam Sofer, you know why the Torah, every time it mentions a Tanai Kafel, says it as a Tanai Kafel? Because that's the Tanai. Without it being Kafel, it's not a Tanai. So the Torah has to mention it the right way. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Torah we know is always very sparing in its words. And the Torah wouldn't have to say that's a Tanai Kafel if the Halacha were that Tanai Kafel is always required, because we would understand ourselves that that's the way the Tanai was given. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way in all these different situations mentioning the Tanai Kafel is to teach us only where it's mentioned is required, everywhere else not. That's one way of understanding Rav Shimon Gamliel's comments. Ikud Amri, but a different version of understanding Rav Shimon's comments are Rabbanim Kamalhu. He's speaking to Rabbanim. Vach Kamalhu. And he says to her, and he's saying to them, you are not requiring a Tanai Kafel. However, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ein lecha Tanai b'ksuvim, she'ena kafel, v'gramina minayu. Since every time the Torah mentions a Tanai, it's always mentioned as a Tanai Kafel, it's clearly an indication that a Tanai Kafel is always absolutely essential, and therefore we don't understand why you haven't, why you said that this Tanai is a valid Tanai. V'minu asked the Gemara from a different brisa. It says in this brisa, again, the husband telling the wife, the get will be valid if you will serve my father for 2 years. You'll nurse my son for 2 years. The halach is, may so'av or may saben, if the father or the son pass away, ain't a get. That's Rameya's opinion. The chamayim, av bishloin skaim hatnai, even though the Tanai has not been fulfilled, Hare ze get. The get is a valid get, because Yechayla Shita Omer, she could always say, Tanli Avich V'Shem Shana, I'm prepared to serve your father. The fact that he's dead is not my fault. Tanli Ibn Necha Ven Nekena, I'm prepared to nurse your son. He's dead, it's not my fault. Ask the Gemara, Kash Nermeya Dremeya. In the previous Brisa, the first Brisa we learned today, Remeya held that the Tanai is not considered a valid Tanai because it wasn't a Tanai Kafel. Here, Rameya says that since she didn't fulfill the Tanai, the get is not a good get. I, the Tanai, isn't a Tanai Kafel. According to Rameya, Tanai that's not a Tanai Kafel is not considered a Tanai. So we have a contradiction in Rameya's opinion. And then we have a Kash Drabonin and Drabonin. In the previous Brisa, Drabonin insisted that in order for the get to be valid, she has to fulfill the Tanai. And here, the Rabbanan saying they don't have to fulfill the Tanai. How do we understand these opinions? Answers the Gemara. Rameya loy kasha. There's really no contradiction in the opinion of Rameya. Rameya always requires a Tanai kafel. And therefore, Hassam, in the first price that we learned today, but the loy kafel Tanai, the Tanai was not articulated as a Tanai kafel. The loch is that it's not a vowel Tanai. Hacha, in this price, but the kafel of the Tanai was kafel. Why doesn't the Brisa say that it was that way? Because the Brisa doesn't have to mention it. It's obvious. Continues the Gemara. The Rabbanan had Rabbanan loikasha, and the Rabbanan is not a stira, because man chachomim, the hocha, who are the chachomim that their opinion is being cited in this Brisa? Rav Shimon Gamliel he. It follows the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, whose opinion we learned in the Mishnah yesterday. Domer, kol akovish, any mena raise a get. Rabbanan certainly hold that every Tanai has to be fulfilled. Not only do Rabbanan hold that every Tanai has to be fulfilled, Rabbanan are much more lenient in saying that even if the Tanai is not a Tanai kafel, it's considered a valid Tanai. However, the Rabbanan subscribe to the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said that when do we have a claim against the woman who didn't fulfill the Tanai, only in a situation where she was prepared. Where is their claim against her? Well, she didn't fulfill the Tanai. But if it's not her fault that she didn't fulfill the Tanai, as in our Gemara, the father died, the son died, we have no issue that she shouldn't fulfill, that she didn't fulfill the Tanai. It was beyond her control, and that's why the get is a good get. In fact, I saw a very interesting shaila that was posed to the Rajba, a Rishon. The question that came up was as follows. There was a man who was Nebuch ill, and they hired an attendant to take care of him. and the intendant was hired on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, whatever the situation is, and the father, Rahman Slam, passed away. The attendant comes and says, I want my whole salary. I contracted to work for the week or for the month, whatever it was. The fact that your father passed away is not my fault, and I deserve my whole salary. And they say, no, you only deserve to get paid for what you did. So the Rajba says, our Gemara teaches us, when it's not the person's fault that he didn't fulfill his job, the person died, it wasn't his fault, he's entitled to an entire salary. And he goes even further. He says, even in our Mishnah, as we explained in the previous year, we have Machloikas of the Tanakama of Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakama holds that if she didn't fulfill the Tanai, even though it was no fault of hers, the get's not a good get. Our case is a different situation, they explain. Because in our case, as we said in the previous shurim, why did the husband say this tonight? He wants to cause a tsar. And therefore, if she didn't fulfill the tonight, even to no fault of hers, she didn't get the tsar. No tsar, no get. But in the case where somebody is working, the person who hired him, there's no consideration of tsar or profit. The consideration is a very simple consideration. I hired you to work. And if you do your job, you're entitled to your salary. And if I accepted upon myself to pay you a certain amount for a certain amount of time, then I have to pay you even if something happened beyond our control that prevents you from doing the job. Tanu Rabban says the Bryce, Amar b'fnei shnayim harezeh gitach amnashet tisham shis abba. First the husband said, I'm giving you the get on the condition that you'll serve my father Beis Shana for 2 years. V'chazva amala, and then he tells her a different condition. B'fnei shnayim, he goes and tells her in front of two Edim, Hareza Gitach Amnasha Titni Masaimzus. He says a different condition. The get will be valid if you give me 200 zus. Says the Braisa, Lebitel Divrei Achron Sarishin. We don't view this as if the second Tanai is superseding the first Tanai. Rather, what we understand it to be is that he's giving a choice. You have a choice to pick which Tanai you want. Ratsa Misham Shasat. Either she could pick the Tanai of actually serving the father, Ratsa Naisla Messiah, or she could pick the Tanai of giving 200 Zuz. So Rashi and the Ran disagree on how to understand the Gemara. One thing that they all agree upon is that if he gave the get and said the Tanai, the first Tanai, then it's too late to make any further Tanoim. He already gave the get. The first Tanai would stand and the second Tanai would not. Rashi explains that the Bryce is referring to a situation that he prepared the get and made the Tanai, didn't give the get, and then gave the second get, then gave the get, and when he actually gave the get, said the second Tanai, and now the question is which Tanai stands. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Ran disagrees with Rashi, because the Ran says that if he gave the get with the second Tanai, that is a proof that the second Tanai he wants followed and not the first Tanai. And therefore the Ran explains the Gemara, he said a Tanai without giving the, preparing the get, said a Tanai without giving it, then again said another Tanai, and then only then was prepared to deliver the get, and that's why the Gemara says in this case that they have a right to choose which Tanai to be followed. The Rishonim also debate, what would be a halacha if he used the same Edim for both Tanoim? In other words, he gave the get with the first Tanai in front of two individuals, and then he said the exact same Tanai in front of those, said a different Tanai in front of the exact same two individuals. Some Rishonim say, the fact that he used the same Edim clearly proves that he wants the second Tanai and not the first Tanai. Another Rishonim say, it doesn't make a difference if it, the din of the Gemara stands in both cases, even if he used the same Edim, she has a right to choose which Tanai to follow. However, says the Braisa, first he said, the getter will be a getter if you give me $200. And then, he says, so here, both Tanoim are about the same subject, money. There the halachi is, Bitel Divrei Achron Asarishin. Here we say that the second Tanai supersedes the first Tanai, and you have to give $300, not $200. So I saw the Rishonim ask, and what would be if it was just the opposite case? The first Tanai says you have to give me $300, and the second Tanai was you have to give me $200. So again, we have a situation that both Tanoim about the same subject, giving money. But here, the second Tanai says you have to give less than the first. What would be the din? And the Rishonim say that here, the halacha would be that she could choose which Tanai to follow, which is obvious what he's going to choose. Continues the Braisa. One aid who was an aid to the first Tanai and an aid who was an aid to the second Tanai cannot combine to say aidus. Ask the Gemara, this list then that we just learned, ahai, regarding which case is it referring to? Ilema, a sefer, if it's talking about the second case, again, the case was, the first he said a Tanai of $200, and then he said a Tanai of $300, hare bottle. Of course it can't combine. The first Tanai fell away. Ella, a reisha. Let's talk about the reisha, where there were two different Tanoim, and the reisha taught us that both Tanoim stand, but an aid from the first Tanai and the aid from the second Tanai can't combine. So it's going to shit, of course they can't combine. They heard very different things. It's apples and oranges. One heard a Tanai about serving the father, and one heard a Tanai about money. How can we even think that they ought to combine? Answers the Gemara. The point is they're both saying testimony that a Tanai was said here. So the fact that the details of the Tanoim are different should perhaps not prevent them from combining. Kamash Malon, that the details are important. And if they didn't hear the exact same Tanai, they can't combine. Says the Mishnah. Hareza gitech amloi bosi mikan at shloshim yom. And as Rashi, and becomes clear in the Gemara, explains, we're referring to a person who is going from Yehuda to Gola. And he makes a, says a get with the condition, if I don't come within 30 days, so Rashi and Rishonim explain the Gemara like this. He was going from Yehuda to Gola. And he says, if I remain in Golol for 30 days, then the get will be a good get. If I come on before 30 days, the get will not be a good get. And the Mishnah at this point holds that Antiphras is in Golol. So he went from Yehuda to Golol. He arrived in Antiphras, but he wasn't there for 30 days. He came back before the 30 days, and that's why the get is not a good get. And explained the Rishonim as follows. Let's say he'll go back to Golol, and this time he'll stay for 30 days. It's too late. The getl is already invalid. It can never be used. On the other hand, as long as he never went to Golol, whenever he'll go to Golol and remain there for 30 days, the getl will be a good get. Another case. Here we have an individual going from Golol to Yehuda. Again, the Gemara is assuming the exact same situation, that he says that if I'll be in Yehuda for 30 days, the get should be a get. If I'm there less, it won't be a get. And again, now we're assuming that Kfar Snoy is in Yehuda. The Chazar, and he returned from Yehuda. He returned from Kfar Snoy before he was there for 30 days. The halach is bottle Tanoi. The get is not a get. Another halach. The man is traveling overseas, and he makes a condition: if I remain overseas for 30 days, then the get's a get. He got to Akoi v'chazer, and he returned before 30 days. Bottle Tanoi. So here the Gemara again. At this point, the Mishnah is assuming we're assuming that Akoi is considered chutz laretz, and therefore, if he was in Akoi for 30 days, the get would be a good get. But if you return before, the get is not a good get. Hareza gitech, if somebody says to his wife, Hareza gitech, kozman ever mekeneged panayich, as long as I pass you, shloish myoin, hayoholich ba, even though he's with her, as long as loy nesiachet ima, they weren't secluded, Hareza get. And the Gemara will explain this case in Mitzvah Shem. So as we explained the Mishnah just now, we're assuming that Antiphras is in Galil, and Kfar Snoy is in Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, Lememra, then Antiphras Begola have a Kayima? For Minu, the Brisa says, Antiphras is in Yehuda. The Kfar Snoy is in Golol. and these were two neighboring cities on the border between Yehuda and Galil, and Beinatayim, and the area, which wasn't such a significant area, between Yehuda and Antifris, between the Kfar Snoy and Antifris, is Matilan Asel Chumra. We consider it both Yehuda and Galil, and therefore in such a situation, Megureshes and Megureshes. But clearly, once we learn this Braisa, we learn very differently than what we learned in the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, we assumed that Antifris is in Galil. The Braisa clearly says Antifris is in Yehuda. In the Mishnah, we clearly assumed that Kfar Snoy is in Yehuda. And here it says clearly it's in Galil. Says the Gemara, we have to reinterpret the Mishnah. Says Abaya. Om Abaya Trey Tanoi Kamala. Where the way to understand the Mishnah is he made two conditions. He says, Im Tanel Galil. The first condition he says is, if I get to Galil, La'alta La'avigita. The get should be immediately effective. Furthermore, even if I don't get to Galil, as long as Mishtina Be'ochet Losim Yoyme, V'laysina, if I'm on the road and don't come home, La'avigita. The get should be a get. So now, says the Mishnah, if a Gil in Tifris, he arrived in Tifris, the Chazar, before 30 days. So none of his conditions have been fulfilled. The Loyal of Gil Mota, he never got to go because we're saying in Tifris, is still in Yehuda. Furthermore, the Loyal Shtu Nam Mishtai Tlas Yam, he never was on the road for 30 days. That's why I bought the Tanoi and the Get's not a Get. The next case was, the third case of the Mishnah, was if he said, I raise a Gitech im Loy Bos Mikan Vachloshim Yoyim. The Get's, he's traveling overseas, and again, as we learned the Mishnah, if he got to Akkoi, if he was there for 30 days, we assume he was overseas for 30 days and the Get's a Get. If he was there for less, then he wasn't there long enough that the Get should be a good Get. Says the Gemara, Lememra, so now we're assuming the Akkoi Medina Sayyam Kaima. The Akkoi is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, from Rav Safra, Kevin Miftri, Rabbanim Adadi, when the Rabbanim would take leave of each other. That means that the Rabbanim, the Talmidei Yeshiva, like nowadays, they used to come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael to learn. So when they would go back to Chutz La'aretz, so their friends from Eretz Yisrael would escort them. But the friends from Eretz Yisrael, we'll discuss this more in a moment, didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. So where did they say goodbye? Ba'akka have a miftri. It's the northern border. So we see that Akka is Eretz Yisrael. Am Rabaya. So we have to reinterpret the Mishnah. He made two conditions. Number one, he said, if I arrive overseas, the get should be immediately effective. Furthermore, if I'll be on the road for 30 days, without coming back, again, la'avigita teaches us the Mishnah, if he gives la'akoi, the chazer, if he goes to Akoi and comes back before 30 days are up. So you don't have any of the conditions fulfilled. Number one, lo medina sayyamat, he never got overseas, because Akoi is Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, v'lo yishtu inam mishta, and he wasn't on the road for 30 days, v'lo yishtu inam mishta t'los yoyim, but the tanoi and the get's not a get. Ask the Mefarshim, very worthwhile question when we get to Daf Ayin Vav, because it's Chazar to Daf Beis. On Daf Beis, first Daf that we learned in Amasechta, we identified that Akoi is half Eretz Yisrael and half Chutz La'aretz. So the Mefarshim asked, why didn't our Gemara just give a very simple explanation? There are parts of Akoi that are Eretz Yisrael, there are parts of Akoi that are Chutz La'aretz, and we wouldn't have any problem. So I saw two answers to this question. One answer is that yes, Akoi is half and half, but to say that our Mishnah is referring to the part that is in Chutz La'aretz doesn't make sense. Because what does it say? Higiyai la'akoi. They got to Akoi. Which part of Akoi comes first when you're leaving Eretz Yisrael? The Israeli part. Because first comes the Israeli half, and then comes the outside half. So it wouldn't make any sense that they got to the Chutz La'aretz before they got to Eretz Yisrael. It's one teretz. Another teretz is that the Gemara could have given that teretz. But the Gemara specifically gave this teretz because just like the previous explanation in the Mishnah had us explaining the Mishnah with two conditions, the Gemara wanted to keep the Mishnah consistent that he had two conditions. So we just learned the halacha about not being allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the Paiskim discuss this din. The Paiskim say, firstly, it clearly the halacha is that for the purpose of Talmud Torah, for the purpose of marrying a wife, for the purpose of Parnasa, one may leave Eretz Yisrael. What about leaving Eretz Yisrael bedatoy lachzer, with the intent just go for a visit and come back right away? Here we find an interesting machlokes apaiskim. Many paiskim say that it's mutter. Here we see that they weren't leaving, even for a moment, just to escort their friends. The Gemara says it was a midas chassidus. Those paiskim say it was a midas chassidus that they didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Other paiskim say, the Beis Shlomo says this, that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael only for the reasons given, and going out for any other reason is osur min hadin. I saw interesting tshuva from Avadi Yosef. There's a lot of interesting shaylas that come up here. I saw tshuva from Avadi Yosef. The halacha clearly is that somebody who leaves Eretz Yisrael, even for a reason that he's allowed to, has to leave with dat alachzer, when the intent to return. And it has to be a serious intent. So he discusses, let's say somebody left Eretz Yisrael to teach Torah in Chutz Laaretz, with intent to come back after a certain amount of years. And then, the community he is in, they couldn't find a replacement for him. So, they want him to stay. But it's already past the time that he was supposed to come back. So he says that he's allowed to stay. Because since he's staying for the purpose of teaching Torah, he's allowed to stay. Then I saw a fascinating tshuva. Avni Nezer says this, and the Chasam Sofer says this. They both say as follows, that even though we clearly see from here the big mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, how the Gemara is teaching us that you have to be careful not to leave, they say that is only referring, says Avni Nezer, and we know that Avni Nezer was a big proponent of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, for someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael and making a living in Eretz Yisrael. He says, someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael, but he's being supported from Chutz Laaretz, is anyway not being Mekayim Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to be supported from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that person is not in the category that we're discussing. I saw from Chaim Kanievsky, the question that was brought up to him was there was somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who has a brother who's making a wedding in Chutz Laaretz. And he asked, is he allowed to travel to Chutz Laaretz to attend the wedding? He's only going to attend the wedding. What's the right thing to do? So Chaim Kanievsky said as follows. If this person has already left Eretz Yisrael in the past, then he should go to the wedding. But if the person never left Eretz Yisrael, there is such a concept of a person never leaving Eretz Yisrael, and he shouldn't go to the wedding. The Gra says there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Reb Abba have a Menashek Kipei the Akka. Reb Abba would kiss the stones of Akko. Why did he kiss the stones of Akko specifically? Says the Gra. The Gemara says that Reb Abba was a very great honor. He was a very modest person. Where do modest people, and the Gemara also says that one of the characteristics of Eretz Yisrael is that the people who live in Eretz Yisrael are modest. Says the Gra. Akko is the place where Eretz Yisrael ends and Chutz Laaretz begins. So he kissed the stones of Akkoi. He says, because this is where people like I become who we are, because Akkoi is where Eretz Yisrael begins. Says the Gemara. Hareza gita kolzman sha'over. If he says, this is my get, if I don't go by, then the get depends. Ask the Gemara v'loy over. There were no 30 days that he didn't pass, so why is the get a good get? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rab Huna, my Panachatashash. What he meant to say was that if we won't have relations for 38 days, the get will be a good get, then, and that's what happened. He didn't have relations with her. Ask the Gemara if that's what the Mishnah means, but my Karle Panachas. So the wording is difficult to understand. Answers the Gemara, Lishnah Ma'ayim Nakut. The Mishnah is speaking in a discreet way. Rab Yochanama, Loyalam Panacha Mamish. What he meant was that if I won't see you for 30 days, the get's a good get. Here he did see her. So why is the get a good get? Says the Gemara, let's focus on what the Mishnah says. Mik tani areza megureshes. The Mishnah doesn't say they're divorced. They're not divorced. Because he made a condition that the get will only be a get if we don't see each other for 30 days. And he did see her. What the halacha is, hareza get ktani. Let's look at the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the get remains a valid document. Do I have a get yoshin? What does it mean? We're going to learn a mitzvah shem. The halacha of a get yoshin. That if a get is dated, and the husband and wife, after the get was written and dated, were together, b'yichud, secluded, the get, they still teaches us, is a get yoshin. Why? Because we're concerned that while they were alone together, they had relations. Maybe she got pregnant, and then they'll say the get, and then they will divorce, and they'll say that the date of the get precedes her conception of this child, and they'll say that the child was conceived and born out of wedlock. However, they can't see each other for 30 days, and only then is a get. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yochanan, Hareza Gitarech, Kozman Shevim Nechashloch Shimyai. If he said the get will be a get if we don't see each other for 30 days, for Hayel, Hayel Chuba, Hayel Chuba, they kept on meeting each other, as long as Loinus Yachrima, as long as they weren't alone by Yichud, Hareza Get, the document remains a valid get. A valid document will get Yoshin Loi Chashin Shrei Loi Nisyachrimo. Ask the Gemara for Loi Chashim Epayis. Why should we not be concerned that all during this time that they saw each other, they may be made up, and that's why the get is nullified? So ask the Mefarshim, why are we more concerned by this condition that maybe they made up versus all the other conditions we've been learning that we don't worry? So Mefarshim answer. All the other conditions, the husband makes a condition, and it's the wife's job to fulfill the condition. Give me money, serve my father, nurse my son. So since he initiated the get, and the condition is in her hands to fulfill, he in his mind looks at it as if they're divorced. Here, however, the condition is in his hands. So maybe he wants to nullify the get, and he made up. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Varfuna. The Mishnah is referring to a case where Hoffman said she will be believed. And if she says that it didn't come, that we didn't make up, she has the final word. Ikdamasnawa, others say, where was this concept on the menace alai shleibasi said? Amasnisen, on the case of the Mishnah that we're going to learn in a moment. The Mishnah teaches us that if he said, if he says the get will be a get if I don't come within 12 months, or and he dies within the 12 months, hareis a get. Ask the Gemara for leichis shem apis. Let's be concerned that maybe during these 12 months they made up. Says the Gemara, and that Rav says that what is the case that the Mishnah is referring to? She will have the word that they wouldn't have make up. If in the case of the Mishnah, well, we didn't see that he should be here, we said that he's believed, kolshkein abraisa, that in the braisa that where he's coming, that would be the din. Manda masla braisa. A masnisen, we have nothing to worry about. We don't have to explain that he said shleibasi. We have no reason to believe that they made up because we didn't see that they were even together, that we need hanamonis. The Rivash discusses the following shail. The Gemara just spoke that there's a concept that sometimes the husband could establish that she will have the right and we will believe her. If she says we didn't make up, she has the final word. What will be the halacha, he asks, that she says, Loibasi, that they didn't make up. But Adam said, we saw that they made up. How far does her power go that the husband gave her? Is it that she's to be believed under all circumstances, even versus Adam? Or only what he meant was, if there are no Adam, so she has the final word. But certainly she doesn't have more believability than Adam. And he says that the halacha is, she doesn't have more nemanis than Adam. And if Adam say that they made up, doesn't make a difference. Even if he said nemenos alai, and even if she says they didn't make up, she won't have the final word. Says the Mishnah, Hareza gitech amoy bas mikan v'yeis yud beis chaydish. A husband says that if I don't show up within 12 months, the get should be a get. Umeis betoch yud beis chaydish, and he passes away within the 12 months, ain't a get. The get is not a get, because the get's only going to be effective after 12 months, and after 12 months, he's dead. Hareza gitech me'achshav. But if he said the get should be chal, should be effective retroactively, in my bossy makanva ed yud beis chaydish, if I don't come within 12 months, and then umeis betach yud beis chaydish, and he dies within the 12 months, here aloch is harei ze get. Because the get is retroactive to the date that it was written, and he taka died. So I sort of mefarshim asked, this concept that we, if the get is written mi'achshav, it's valid, is a din that we already learned in the previous Mishnayos. Why is the Mishnah teaching it to us again, the same concept? So mefarshim answer. Where did we learn this din previously? When a person was very ill and didn't want his wife to fall to Yibam, so he wrote mi'achshav. So there, we would say that, of course, the get, the mi'achshav, the way the get is written and that the wording be accurate and appropriate is very important. Because we may be concerned, here we have this man who's very sick. And his wife is badgering him. Write this get because I don't want to fall to Yibam Chalitza. So he writes it, but he didn't mean it. So unless we see that it's properly written, we're concerned that maybe he didn't mean it. However, in this case, he's not sick. He initiated the get because he says he's traveling overseas and if he doesn't show up, he doesn't want to leave her as an aguna. Therefore, here maybe, even if he didn't write the perfect language, maybe the get should anyway be effective rather actively. Teaches us the Mishnah, no. The wording is crucial. And if he didn't write it properly, the get is not a get. Continues the Mishnah. He leaves the following instructions. If I don't come within 12 months, kisfu v'tnu get lishti. Then write a get. Or he wrote, kisu b'tachyu beis chaydish. You can write the get within 12 months. That's the simple pshat. V'nusnu lachyu beis chaydish. And write it after 12 months. Teaches us the Mishnah, ain't a get. The get's not a good get, because it has to be written only after 12 months. Kisu v'tachyu beis chaydish, ain't a get. Kisu v'tnu get lishti. However, if you wrote, give a get to my wife, and my boss mekana ajit beis chaydish. So here aloch is, kasu tachyud beis chaydish. If they wrote it within the 12 months, v'nos no lachyud beis chaydish, eno get. Rav Yossi Omer, kizeh get. Why? Because as long as the get, according to Rav Yossi, and we'll speak about this more tomorrow, as long as the get was given after 12 months, the fact that it was written before doesn't bother us. He says the Mishnah, kisu lachyud beis chaydish. And he dies. In the get, if the get was effected before the death, hareza get. V'misa kaidems leget. But if the death preceded the get, ainoi get. Then the get is not a good get. V'meni yidu. If we don't know what happened first, the 12 months or the death, hareza hish amru, megureshes v'ainu megureshes. So the Mefarshim ask, doesn't this person have a cheskes chai? Don't we assume that the person was alive? We knew he was alive. So don't we follow the chazak and say that he was alive till the last moment, and then we'll say that he was alive when the date for the get to be effective came? So Mefarshim answer very simple teretz. When can we rely on a cheskes chai? Well, we don't know that the person is dead. So we rely on a chazakah. Here we know that the person is dead. So when we rely on the, so since the person is dead, we can't say he has a cheskes chai. And in fact, the Paiskin used this for a very interesting machloik, very interesting shaila. It should never happen. We know that halacha distinguishes between if a person passes away and his relatives find out before the shloishim or after the shloishim. If his relatives find out before the shloishim, they have to sit a full shiva. If they find out after the shloishim, they don't have to sit a full shloishim. And the question comes up, relatives became aware that their relative passed away, but we don't know, is it still before the shloishim is up or after the shloishim is up? So the Taz says, they don't have to sit a full shloishim. They don't have to sit a full shiva. Didn't he have a cheskes chai? And we followed cheskes chai, we should say he died later rather than earlier. Says the Taz, when do we rely on a cheskes chai? Well, we don't know that he's dead. Here we know for sure he's dead, and therefore we can't rely on the cheskes chai. Tana, Rabbi Nesenu Tira Lenase. The Rabbi Nesenu allowed her, even if he didn't say me'achshav, the Rabbi Nesenu said that he meant that the get should be effective, retroactive in the first case in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, man Rabbi Nesenu, who is that opinion? Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Beidina de Shar Mishka, we spoke about this on Daf Ayin Beis, the Bezdin that allowed the oil of Akum to be used, because they hold like Savor like Reb Yossi, Dom is Manishal Shtar Mechichalav. As we explained, Reb Yossi is a Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, where the Gemara speaks to you about a father who wants to give his assets to his son, but he doesn't want that he wants that he should still be able to eat the produce and the profit until he passes away. So says Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't even have to write me achshav ul achamisa. All he has to do is put a date on the shtar, and that will make it effective. So here too, even if he didn't write the word me'achshav, as long as the date, the get is dated, it's as if it says me'achshav. Omar, Rav Abba Breder of Chibar, Abba Omar Rav Yochan. Rav Yehuda Nasi Benoish Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Hara. This is the way he paskin, v'loi Hara loi kol siyotai. His entire group did not, that we could rely on Rav Yossi's opinion, but his whole group did not agree to him, all of his colleagues. V'ami loi, who didn't agree to him, kol shatai, as long as he was alive. Says the Gemara, Amle Rabbi Lozal Lahu Saba, Kishir Yusuf. In the case of our Mishnah, where the person wrote the get, let's review the case. He wrote the get that if I don't come back within 12 months, the get should be effected retroactively to today. And he dies within 6 months. So the get is a good get because it's retroactive to before he passed away. The Gemara's question is, does she have to wait the 12 months? Or does she not have to wait the 12 months? Ki shirusa, when we're saying that the get's going to be an effective gelt, la alta shirusa, is she immediately no longer considered an eshesish? Or lach shnem osa shirusa? La alta shirusa, should we say that she's certainly divorced? Dolay osa, he isn't coming back. He's dead. Oy duma, lach yudais chayde shirusa. She has to wait for the 12 months. The kaimlay tanoi, because we have to wait for the condition to be fulfilled, the stipulation to be fulfilled, and it's only going to be fulfilled after 12 months. Ask the Gemara, why are you asking on this question, case? Why don't we just ask on the Mishnah? The Torah Masnitzin. And the Mishnah said, Mi achshav im loy basi mikan ved yud beis chaydish. And the Torah said, the Mishnah meis betoch yud beis chaydish. Hareza get. So the same question comes up. La'alta hava. Is the get immediately effective? Dolay asi, because we know he's not coming. Or dilma, lach yud beis chaydish. Do we wait for 12 months? Dolkan way tonight. Because we wait for the knight, for the stipulation to be fulfilled. Says the Gemara Enechanami. The question could have been asked on the Mishnah too. So why was it asked on the Brice rather than the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Mishum the Hava Bahu Maisa. Because that was the story where the question came up. But it's an equally valid question on the Mishnah. So says the Rishonim debate, why is this a question? We know he's not coming back. Why would we think that you have to wait for 12 months? So I saw three explanations. Tysus explains it's a gzeira. If we're going to say that she doesn't have to wait for the 12 months, in another case where the Tanai we do have to wait, people are going to come to be lenient and not wait for the fulfillment of the stipulation. It's a gzeira drabonim. Duran explains that it's a deraisa. So according to Tysus, it's a drabonim. According to Duran, it's a deraisa. He's setting the terms of the get. And the terms of the get were that it shouldn't be effective until 12 months are up. Even so, it doesn't make a difference if it can't come back. Those are the terms. And therefore, Midaraisa, according to the Ran, the get wouldn't be a good get. And there's a very big nafkamina between Rashi, between the Ran and Tysus. What would be if she got remarried? According to Tysus, since it's only a Durabonon, the marriage is valid. According to Tysus, she's an Eshesish Midaraisa. According to Tysus, it's a Durabonon, and the second marriage would be valid. According to the Ran, where it's a Duraisa, the second marriage wouldn't be valid. But the Yerushalmi has a fascinating pshat. The Yerushalmi says, you know why you have to wait for 12 months? Because it may be Tchias HaMeisim. So he may come back. So we only know for sure he's not coming back until 12 months are up. So ask the Mefarshim, according to the Yerushalmi, so how could a woman who is married and her husband dies ever get remarried? There's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. So Mefarshim answers beautifully. The Pirus Yosef answers this pshat. He says, the Torah says that when somebody dies, the marriage is terminated. We can't debate that. It's a din in the Torah. However, here, it isn't the Torah mandating the get. It's the husband setting the terms. And he's setting the terms only if I'm not back. And then the possibility of Tchias HaMeisim always exists. And he may come back, and that's why the get is not a good get until 12 months are up. Said the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Hakam Oidim, Heichad Amal Chishtetzi Chaman Natika. If the condition was said, when the son comes out, the get will be get. What he meant was, the get will only be effective in the morning. And therefore, v'chimayis belayla, have a get, lachemisa, if he passes away during the night. So by the time the morning comes where the get should be effective, he's no longer alive. We have a situation of get lachamisa. On the other hand, if he said, amanas shetetzicham in the taika, he made this condition, machsha kamala. Because as we said, amar avhun amar rav, kolayim amanas, kolayim machsha dami. We look at it from when he made the condition. Le nechlaku, the machloikas is, dum teitze, if the sun will come out. Mas avul krab yoisi, dum is man shishtar mechichalov, vamaka yoim emesi, kimachsha vemesi, that the get is valid retroactively. Ma lois of a krab yoisi, vavale kim mesi greda, which is a situation of en get lachamisa, which we learned in the Mishnah. That's not valid.